are like almost blue now.
But not like as like mine, right?
No, but like I was looking at you earlier and you usually have very green
You're
eyes.
staring at me
Well,
into my eyes.
usually have green eyes, and then I was like, am I tripping balls? And
What
did
color do you
Aaron
look like to you?
Green.
Yeah.
But are you like an obnoxious like green eyes person?
What do you
I always
mean?
feel like
Like,
people with green eyes are like sometimes they're green, sometimes they're hazel, and sometimes
oh
they're
no,
blue.
mine are
Like
just green.
people
No,
or people who say their eye colors change, I'm like, they don't
no,
change.
hers changed. They're not as green as they
I
used to.
think
I
because
think
like maybe I'm wearing a
my
green
eyes look
shirt.
really green right now.
Yeah, it depends on like what you're wearing too. Like if
That's
I
what I'm
wear some,
saying.
But
I
are
think
iris colors actively changing?
I don't think
No.
so. It depends on what you're wearing. That's why
But I
like
think because when you're
it's
wearing like the light colors, maybe the green, I don't know.
I think you have, I would say on your driver's license, does it say green,
Yeah,
hazel, or
green.
green?
My eyes are green.
Can you pick your eye color? Can a person, like,
Just
if you've got your
lie?
driver's license and they go, I see more hazel than green, and you're like, well, I want green. Like, is there someone who has to be like,
I
I
don't
don't know.
know.
Aaron and I, for a video one time, like years ago, we lived in our old apartment. We got the
Oh
color
my
changing
God.
contacts.
Oh, yeah. I always wanted those when I was like
Oof.
in eighth
No,
grade.
I could not put them in. It took us
Yeah. Because we
hours.
normally don't wear contacts or anything anyway. So it was like, first of all, how do you put on a
Like,
contact?
we probably
It's
got
hard. Yeah.
meningitis, like with the
I
jerk. Like, we were like picking it up off the floor.
No. We had,
Ew.
and we went to the sketchiest place ever
Yeah.
to get them. It was like a little shitty strip mall, like any of the ones in like East
If you're
Hollywood.
not used to wearing contacts, it's not
Oh,
like
I miss
No,
putting them
I
in.
Ugh.
hated
I remember the first time I was just like freaking out trying to
it.
get it, and like the contacts were falling on like the mirror at the
Yeah.
eye doctor. And then once you get it down, it's like
But then we were
boom.
like trying to do it to each other. I'm like, I can't, you do it. But then like her eyes coming close, or her fingers coming close. I'm like,
I had color enhancers for a bit in high school, which were
Oh
not
my
like
God.
cap, they're not cap-on colors. They are like, if you already have blue eyes, it's just this like light shade of blue
Yeah,
that
your
you
eyes look
put
kind of
on.
gray today.
But I wore them at school, but for some reason, I think I got like the wrong sizing on it. And I was talking to someone, and I looked over to the right, and the girl goes, "Whoa, are you wearing blue colored contacts?" And I was crushed.
Oh
Like I felt
no. You
like,
got
so
caught.
embarrassed.
Oh, so embarrassed
Oh
that I was
no.
wearing.
Fully caught.
Yeah. Man.
Someone told me that they thought I should go for a surgery where they stick a needle in your eye and then drain out
You didn't say
the
lobotomy.
no, they can drain out the color. 'Cause like I think this might be
What?
complete bullshit, but I heard this like 10 years ago. He was like, if you have brown eyes, you can get blue eyes, and they just take
No
the
way.
color out of your eyes, and your eyes are like blue, but there's more of the pigment in them, and if you remove the pigment, then you have blue eyes.
Oh,
Well, you just
that
put a needle
is.
in it and like drain it like
Yeah,
pus.
you like suck the
God,
color out
there are
of it.
surgeries that can permanently change your eye color.
See?
That's
It
crazy.
destroys, yeah, you're right, destroys pigment cells in the iris to reveal a blue or green color.
Mike just shows up with blue eyes.
Hey, yeah, whenever they have those filters on TikTok, I'm always like, maybe I should.
Yeah.
You know when you can like change your eye color? I mean, it would look insane. I
Oh,
couldn't.
people,
You would look
yeah.
crazy
With
with
blue
blue
eyes right
eyes.
now, it
You
wouldn't
could have
work.
like hazel.
Yeah. Blue would be, it's not, it doesn't fit.
No.
My dark features and like, yeah, no.
I still like struggle when I have friends who like put on like aggressive like colored contacts. I feel like I'm still not like fully there with them, like talking to them.
Or
Like
you see someone
you're
with
an
like, almost like
imposter.
they're wearing like a mask and you're like,
Yes.
okay, I'm just trying to.
Or like the smiley face contacts, and you're
It's
just like, what are we doing here, folks?
What?
Smiley face
Yeah, like
contacts.
people there you can make like with different designs on them and stuff.
Oh
I
yeah,
feel
there's
like
a kid in my high school who had he was like so strange, and he had contacts. I
Oh.
swear to God, they made his eyes look like lizard eyes, and
Yeah.
he like convinced everyone that those were his eyes.
Hell no.
It's like people like I always see them like at people like gas stations. You'll like when you're on a road
Yes.
trip, they'll have like smiley face contacts, and you're like,
Get
okay.
him on
I've
the
never
Monster
seen that in
Energy.
my
Let me
life.
see.
What are you
Like a
doing?
smiley face contact.
Yeah, it's so
Yeah, the kid in
awful.
my
It's
school
just an
had like
emoji.
lizard ones, and we were all convinced
Oh,
he
yeah.
was like secretly like.
Or people who like get their whole white part of their
Yes.
eye like tattooed black and stuff. It's like, oh, so you want to be a
Oh.
demon?
Yeah. Yes.
You
You're a
want to be
demon
a
then.
demon?
Wait, they get tattooed actually, or is it like
Yeah.
Some
dyed?
people will get it tattooed.
How do you get a
Some do like the
tattooed?
full like
Oh, yeah, there's a
eye
contact that you can
contact.
put to like
Which kind of
tattoo.
I would love to just put on one time to see what that sensation of having your whole eyeball in a contact rather than like
Oh,
the...
Is that what he did in the holdovers? Or was that CGI?
That was a contact.
It was a contact.
It says,
okay.
Eyeball tattooing is a permanent coloring of the white of the eye called the sclera. It's performed by injecting ink with a needle underneath the top layer of...
Why?
The eye. Ew, ew.
It's your eyes!
It's insane.
It is your eyes!
Yeah, it'd have to be severely put under.
If you can reverse it.
No way.
Oh. You layer it up like white and...
It's very cool when people have two different color eyes. You know what that's called?
Hydrochromia.
Very close. Heterochromia.
Heterochromia. Hydro, that's water.
Hydro. Water eyes.
Like,
the girl from Blue Crush.
Kate Bosworth.
Thank you.
Kate Bosworth has it. It's also so
cool. Alice
David,
Eve.
David Bowie, I think, also had it. But he also had like a larger pupil than the other pupil.
Yeah.
He had something like that.
That would scare me. You know, that you ever see that in the mirror?
Like a
that
brain
means,
in
your yeah, something could be wrong in your brain.
Mila
you
Kunis.
Like one of your pupils bigger than the other. Usually
that's
just Kiefer Sutherland.
Well, yeah, that'll do it.
I was like in high school. And I was,
High school?
Oh, like, maybe I shouldn't say that. But I remember one time I was like freaking out. It was like upstairs in my house and it was like,
you're freaking out.
You were at home.
I think
on
I was. I came home,
like
and then I was looking
night.
At myself in the mirror, and I was like, "Oh my gosh!" And it was just like completely off.
Well, that's why if you get like a concussion or something, when they shine the light in your eyes, that's what they're looking for to make sure that your pupils are both working in sync.
Because
if not, that means you got our serious head trauma.
There's a lot of people with two different colored eyes. You were right, David Bowie.
Yeah, Mila Kunis. Does
yeah,
she have
Mila
it too?
Mila Kunis, Henry Cavill, Kiefer Sutherland, Benedict Cumberbatch.
Oh.
Damn.
Christopher Walken, Demi Moore, David Bowie, Olivia Wilde, Dan Aykroyd.
That's wild because I don't
Downey
know anybody
Jr.
in my life, but there's all these celebs that have it.
Same.
So,
I've met many Huskies.
That has.
Yes. Yes. Oh, you always see the one with the blue eye.
I had a Husky growing up and
with
he
one,
had
two different color eyes.
I love that.
His name was Andy.
That's so
an
cute.
Angel.
All so right, cute. Aaron. What's going on Reddit?
Oh my God. I'm just, I'm not fighting with people. I'm just, it's funny to me.
Okay.
And Carly and I were talking about it on our bonus Patreon episode yesterday because people in the YouTube comments were being like, Mike is so out of touch.
Let's hear it.
And I was just like, what? But yeah, then this morning when I was going through my emails, you know, sometimes if you're just like following Reddit threads, it'll be like, updates from these accounts.
Yeah, kind of.
I don't know what it says. Something like that. I saw it and it was like, just the headline was like, Mike is so out of touch. He's so out of touch. Blah, blah. And it had like 75 upvotes. I was like, oh, I gotta see what they're saying. I just don't get it.
What am I out of touch about? Politics
cooking,
stuff?
Not, a lot of people were mad about changing the tire.
Yeah, changing you were shocked tire. That I could change a tire.
Matt's like, finally.
Okay,
you're
was...
like, who would like, why would someone like need to know how to change a tire? Your phrase, you're being like, what?
Oh, I don't know. I think it's just because like our generation just didn't learn all that stuff.
I guess not.
I didn't learn how to, no one never taught me how to change a tire.
Yeah, don't
no
you feel like that's kind of like a thing where it's like you learn to change a tire.
But
it's
when?
A little
who
bit of like
you?
A, it's like a coming of age like, trope or right
who
of
taught you
do
how
you know
to,
change,
how
to a
change
a tire?
Cub Scouts.
Wow.
We did it in Cub
he doesn't.
Scouts. And
okay,
but
so you went,
like every dad, like you learn how to ride a bike, you learn how to change a tire.
I did not learn how to change a tire.
You
same.
Learn about gun safety.
Maybe in Texas.
To me, I took it like you, the shock of Matt specifically changing a tire shocked you.
I just don't know. I don't think I know anybody that can change a tire. We could probably figure it out, but I didn't like learn officially. I'd probably pull out a YouTube video and be like, all right, how do I do this?
100%.
Did you have a car in like high school?
Yeah.
Oh.
Didn't I never had to change a tire though, thank God.
But did you have AAA?
I think so.
I feel like
I just never really had any roadside problems.
But your dad wasn't like,
roadside
like, we need to learn how to
no, I mean, I know
tire.
How to do a lot of other stuff. I can like, I don't know.
Not cook.
Well.
People are mad
and
about
then that's
that.
The, that's the second you know,
oh.
strike.
Having
okay.
an invention.
I did see, yeah, I think people think that I'm like going out to eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner every single day. Like, that's not what I'm doing either. And I'm not like post-mating every meal.
Yeah.
It's a lot, I mean, I'm ashamed to say, it's a lot of like frozen microwave shit.
That's fine, that's what I eat.
I like, go to the kosher grocery store and they have like the hot bar. You can load up for some meals and then just heat them up.
But it's also like, you are a single man living by yourself, you have a 9-to-5 job or whatever the hours are, 10-to-6, whatever. I'm fighting with people about semantics on Reddit because they're like, what's his 9-to-5 job anyway?
I was like, tell them you were at Costco.
Yeah.
Oh, that I work at Costco. I'm a blue collar.
Yeah.
I also think people just think that we're just like multimillionaires in LA with like private chef. And like, I don't know. In LA,
well,
I think
speak
we're...
for yourself.
But my whole point was that like, you're a single man. You're not speaking for like anybody other than you. Of course, like a family of five, or if like you're a mom or whatever, like it's not conducive to you to be able to do that. But for him, it is.
Yeah.
All my guy friends home, they would go out every fucking night to the bar and just get like shitty bar food working our 9-to-5s. Like it's not, to me, that is like normal for a single man.
Thank you, Aaron.
I think you were though more leaning into the bit, why would anybody ever cook? And I have to do, why would I ever like, have to do these things when I have to clean it and it takes this time
if it's just for me though that's the point, just for me to be like, okay, I'm gonna cook for one every single day, like 7 nights a week. It's just a big investment that I just don't have the time for.
I have a cooking question, Friendsgiving question.
Okay.
If you are invited to a Friendsgiving, 22 people at the Friendsgiving.
22. Uh-huh.
22 people are going to this Friendsgiving. Okay. It's suggested to bring a dish.
Yeah.
And let's say that this friend is also not like a super, super close friend. It's not a friend who you see every single day, all of that. You are just invited to this Friendsgiving to bring a dish. The dish that you make, do you think it needs to serve, and this is a side dish, serve all 22 people going to this Friendsgiving? Or is it unreasonable to just have like a 10-serving amount?
I would make it for 22 people.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
I think so.
Are you kidding me?
I mean, that's kind of how, like, if you just think about the math of it, if 22 people...
out of touch.
And maybe also I need to look into the serving portions of this recipe that I want to make. Because it is, and it's a little different, I'm not doing one... Okay, if you're making the mac and cheese, if you're making mashed potatoes, if you're making green beans, if you're doing the staple of a Thanksgiving dinner... That's where you need to have 22 portions because everybody wants it. But if you're bringing like a fun
what
side
are you
dish,
making?
Why don't you just bring two
French
side dishes?
French onion pasta.
Ooh.
I know,
Matt,
right?
Why don't you just bring two dishes then? That way you don't have to make a massive serving,
that's
but you
point.
Can at least
you,
enough
well,
food
you know what?
For everybody.
My wife's bringing the second dish. So
oh, well, there you
that
go.
Okay,
so
that's good. Her second dish. So, because I was just like running the math. I'm like, I'm not doing two batches of this whole thing because to saute the onions, that takes an hour. And then I was like 2 hours. And then I'm like,
are you talking about the one that we're going in tomorrow?
Yes, sir. And what are you bringing to that, Mike?
I don't know.
Something from
I was probably
going
to go to like a store and buy something because I don't have the time or the skill set to cook anything, especially
I don't know.
People.
I think the Martha Stewart documentary just got to me. And I just want to contribute.
Like, maker, Martha would 100% be like,
Martha would bring enough for leftovers.
Yeah.
Oh, Martha would be
exactly.
spanking all of us.
Well, I know. She has the kitchen and the bandwidth and like the time to do it. But like, I just know what I want to make and I know what I'm going to bring. And you know what? Not everyone might not get to it, but it establishes some hype. People are like, damn, I didn't get it.
Establishes
it was
some hype.
A hot item.
Got to be there first.
And then they'll be like, wow, I can't believe you didn't make enough for everyone.
So out of touch.
Whatever. I don't know. 22 people? I don't know.
That's what like, we're having at mine.
I went to a Friendsgiving on Monday, and I think, I don't know that everybody, I mean, yeah, everybody brought something that was probably big enough for the amount of people that were there.
Yeah.
I think that's a fair...
Can I pick another wishbone with you?
Yeah.
Where my feelings were hurt last episode. Y'all laughed in my face when I said I get my recipes from TikTok.
I didn't really.
Oh, I don't think
no,
that's
you
weird.
Didn't laugh.
Oh,
no.
I laughed?
Yeah.
Because I
where do you expect me to get my recipes? That's where when I was going to bed thinking about the clip, I go, where the fuck do they expect me to get my recipes from? The Martha Stewart cookbook? Or I got to go print out something online?
I just think that Rachel Mike Ray? Thinks TikTok is funny. Like, I don't know if you are actually like.
I just. When I also thought about it, I just thought about you like having a 1 minute TikTok and you're like preparing to make your meal and you're like pressing pause. Okay, first 30 seconds, play, pause. Okay, crack the eggs. What's next? And then you unpause and then you watch the next frame.
Okay.
And I'm like, I'm just imagining you using the TikTok UI to play and pause. And then like you accidentally swipe and you're like, fuck, I lost my place in the recipe. But if you're just screenshotting it. It makes sense.
Then how did people in cooking shows get their recipes from?
Like I don't understand. Are people watching? Are people like turning on the fucking the cooking channel when like Emeril's on and they're like, oh shit, I gotta do the thing now, commercial break, I guess I'll wait. Like,
yeah, and before the internet, like how did I guess Julia Child or like a big chef would have to do recipes from their cookbook.
But are so they like,
oh, but then you people can write it down.
Is that what they're doing? Are they writing it down?
Probably.
Yeah, I think because it's like a daytime talk show. So they're probably watching the talk show. Women are sitting there taking notes and then they make it for dinner.
A cookbook, I get. That makes sense.
Of course.
But a cookbook, you also visually don't really, you see a picture. But I love kind of seeing this visual tease of someone making it where I'm like, ooh, we're doing this, we're doing that.
Like,
I can
do that. Look like
that.
I don't think they're cooking live.
Oh, right.
Like, okay. I don't think they're cooking along with Emeril.
I used to watch, actually, all those. You guys ever watch those Bon Appetit videos on YouTube? Like, from, like, pre-pandemic?
You really had a crush on one of those girls.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
And then I almost did the YouTube channel for a different one. But didn't work out.
But what happened to Bon Appetit?
It was like when COVID hit, they all started like kind of working from home. And then something came out about the guy who was like running it. And he was like kind of, I don't exactly remember, but a big article came out that he was doing something nefarious or something. And then it all just fell apart.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah,
I used to watch those cooking things all the time. And I can understand that if you're watching a 20-minute video, everything is laid out. It makes sense. But it was funny to me to watch like a 1 minute TikTok and you're scrambling around the kitchen trying to follow. Like,
I'm pretty good at it.
Are you watching the person make the food?
Sometimes
I'll
have it on loop, but I also will have the screenshots and stuff. I've watched it so many times where like I get it down and I know the steps.
All right.
But
that's fair.
Think just like cooking is like a good science experiment. It's about like keeping in control, cleaning while you're doing
We
talked about this. Let's.
Well, the way that I think about it, I guess now to like, maybe be a little bit more in touch is like
I don't want you to be though.
If I see like a guy playing a guitar thing, like a song that I never played on guitar before, and he's like playing it and there's the tabs underneath, I'm like, oh, I want to learn that right now. I'll pause it, I'll get my guitar, and then I'll like learn how to play something from a TikTok. I guess that's kind of what it's like for you with cooking.
Yeah.
But you would never watch a guitar video and be like, yeah, let me sit here and play guitar.
Because I can't play the guitar.
I can't cook.
This episode is sponsored by Caraway. Caraway gives you a great peace of mind while cooking. It is non-toxic, which is so great for cookware because so many brands literally are toxic, which makes no sense to me because you're using these items to cook, obviously. So why do I want toxic chemicals going into my food? Guess what? I don't. And that's why I like Caraway. And Caraway is also so great because they have beautiful colors. It looks so nice on my stove. I just feel very chic and cute and nice when it's on the stove. Sometimes when you have pots and pans on the stove and people come over, it kind of looks messy. With Caraway, it literally doesn't. It's just pretty. So make sure you check out their colors when you go on their website because it's changed a lot. And I don't love to cook, but it has made cooking so much easier. They're super nonstick. I made a egg sandwich, whatever, the other morning, and it literally just slid right off the pan. So I like it a lot. I've made a lot of pasta in it. Nolan's been making chili in the pots. He's been making soups. It's been getting cold out. So it comes with the saute pan, a fry pan, Dutch oven, and saucepan, plus lids for all of them, a canvas lid holder, and a magnetic pan rack for storage, which actually is like really nice. We have it in a little drawer, and everything is just laid out perfectly, and it just is organized and nice. The holidays are closer than ever, so make sure you order by December 16th to get their gift or yours underneath the tree in time. Visit carawayhome.com/goodinfluences to take advantage of this limited time offer for up to 20% off your next purchase. Again, that's carawayhome.com/goodinfluences to get new kitchenware before the holidays. Caraway, non-toxic cookware made modern.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's just not that serious.
Yeah, I think we also are like sillier on the pod sometimes. Like, amp it up a little bit.
So it's we're just busting each other's balls.
I don't think your intention normally when you're talking is to come off as relatable to everyone on earth.
No, I'm just talking for myself as a 35-year-old man who lives alone and has made, I have made, thankfully, a decent amount of money. And I understand I'm not in the same position as everybody else.
No,
but
I literally
like,
was like, he works a 9-to-5 job, haha. And they were like, what 9-to-5 job does he work? And I'm like, okay. Like, I literally responded, okay, hater.
Yeah, I mean, it is, it's my own company. And I have a management company that I do work. Like,
you don't have to know.
From 8 a.m. till 8 p.m. sometimes.
And breaking my silence.
Yeah, God. God.
It's also like we're not like nepo babies. Like we all worked and do work like hard to where we are now.
Yeah,
and, like we're lucky.
Yeah,
we I was working two jobs like while I was starting influencing. Like
influencing.
Yeah,
it's pretty crazy when we started. Like all of us, like we didn't know that. Like I didn't. Like when we started Vine, I had no idea you could even make money from it.
No.
Yeah.
Like just Vine specifically. And I was so unaware of YouTubers.
But now we all have private chefs, private chats.
Yeah.
We've never seen a person that makes less than $5 million a year. We don't even
look at them.
We don't even come across
no
them.
No idea.
You'll never see me pushing a cart at a Ralph's.
Never see me cooking.
Okay. No, I do that. I'm kidding. I'm obviously
come
kidding.
Come on.
I make a clip and just post that.
Wait, please.
Mike's become insufferable.
This morning when I was pulling in.
You'll never see me push a cart at Ralph's.
I like the fact that you don't pick up your groceries. I think that's more out of touch. Yeah. I at least go to the Ralph's. I'm pushing my cart. I'm putting the stuff in.
Just, who's more out of touch?
I just think the portions on Amazon Fresh are better.
What do you mean by portions?
Because sometimes when you go into a grocery store, like I really don't need like this big of a size of this thing. Amazon Fresh will give
me
like a smaller size. Yeah, it's like
yeah,
well,
out
it's
touch.
Like
not everyone can afford that.
It's like $10 a month to reduce the delivery fees, but I still tip every time.
Well, can I say what I do like about the Gelson's? I don't know if you guys ever fuck with a Gelson's before. It's a
little expensive.
Very expensive. And I'm not going to buy anything more there because it's too expensive because I'm not that rich that I can pick which grocery store I go to. But their,
like,
their avocados, they sort their avocados by which ones are ready to eat, and they have a little sticker on them. So the entire top row of avocado, they're all perfectly ripe and ready to eat, and then all the ones beneath it are like the light green.
That could unite America.
Luxury. It is.
That could unite.
I was like, this is the last thing I want to do.
Extra. They already sorted it.
I know. And
think
they're not
how many avocados you have to touch before you find a good one.
Free shavocado.
Free shavocado. Oh, and all the people's freaking hands on it.
I also feel like if you go to a regular like avocado mountain,
a poor store, you mean.
Well, the one that I would normally go to, yeah, you know that. I feel like
where
also
do people grocery shop, like 7-Eleven. Where
I go to Aldi, that's my favorite one.
Ooh.
That one is very, very affordable. It's unbelievable. It's
yeah,
like being
like
in
Ralph's, but I like to go to Whole Foods sometimes for like
healthier stuff.
Yeah,
ooh. You're doing the micism.
Yeah, but we get most of the stuff from Ralph's.
Aldi is that's the one. I think some like politician went there and they were like flabbergasted. I think it was maybe Tucker Carlson, but basically when you go to an Aldi, in order to get the cart, you have to take a quarter and push it in because they're all chained up to each other. And then you pull
your
the cart
own
out.
Money?
Yeah. You take like a little quarter. Yeah. Your own money.
But don't you get it back?
Yeah.
You
and, then,
return
and, then,
it?
And then when you return the cart.
That's how like airport things used to be.
Oh,
as
you
well.
Get it back.
Yeah. You get it back.
Okay.
But you
I'm
have to remember
that.
To bring a quarter and then push it in. But like Tucker Carlson was like, oh, wow. Like, America is such a poor country that like we can't even trust you to do a cart. And he like went to Russia.
Oh my God.
It was insane. But the Aldi is.
He went to Russia. I've never been to one.
It is like.
Where is it?
It's a little far. It's like in Burbank by like okay.
But like, yeah, it's like a budget grocery store.
We got
store.
Location specific.
I also feel like sometimes like the packaging where it's like, it's in a way like Sam's Club where like you're kind of getting stuff out of like cardboard boxes. Like
yeah.
they opened up the box with the food and then they just put it on the shelf.
That's
and then you're
know?
Like,
you
okay.
can get like a bag of chips for like $1.25.
The presentation, it's not
beautiful.
Careful
what you say. They work with influencers.
Wait, Aldi? I know. I've been to Aldi before. I've got no problem with
Aldi,
it.
Aldi, we love you.
It's
a sponsor.
That's how I literally know what Aldi is because I've seen influencers post about it.
It's unbelievable that it's like not where everybody's shopping. It's so cheap. It's just out of the way, which is why it's like tough to go to. But
same with Roadway Moving. It's like I only know it because influencers use it.
Yeah,
I know. I saw Roadway Moving on our street. And I'm like, oh, I guess an influencer's moving in here.
That's
what
I'm doing on my street.
Yeah, who is it?
Like, unless like maybe people actually use it.
Yeah, I don't know. But it was like a very like luxurious apartment kind of. I don't know. Oh. I was like, I bet this is like a
for, like Alex
brand
Earl
deal
or something.
Yeah,
just moving in. I know someone
they
on my street.
I'm gonna release my taxes for you guys, okay? So you can see.
Is Alex Earl's name really spelled A L I X?
Alex.
I don't know. Probably.
Or is that like kind of her own brand twist
oh, that's
to
not
it?
Not a
that's clue.
True. I don't know.
I would imagine it's spelled that way.
Have you guys seen that video of the girl going like hawk to a
shut up. I literally thought you were serious for like 2 seconds. I was like, we gotta go.
Her name is literally just Alex, A-L-I-X. Alex Ashley Earl.
Okay. Isn't there some lore about who like her
two
stepdad is
names.
Or something?
I think she comes from a well-to-do family.
Yeah.
But well-to-do?
Isn't she from Jersey?
Well-to-do?
No.
Never heard that.
Well-to-do?
Didn't we talk about it here that her like stepdad or someone is married into some like big family?
Yeah, I know. I think she comes from
like she's like
money.
Related to the Kardashians or something.
What? I didn't know that.
Nar.
Eh.
I don't think so.
Maybe
what do you
I
guys think is the worst fast food place you could ever go?
Yeah, she's from Jersey.
Jollibee.
What's that?
I don't know. Well, some fried chicken. It has like a B, it's fried chicken and spaghetti. And
the
it's
logo
like,
looks exactly like Dobrik's. Remember when David was called? Like, what do you think of this? And I was like, it looks like Jollibee.
Oh, yes.
But I mean, it's also very, I know it, culturally, some cultures really love it too. So I think it's really big in like, I don't want to say like Thai, Vietnamese like culture. There's, it is good fried chicken, but like the spaghetti part I don't like. I would say Arby's maybe.
Really?
Oh, I can't.
I'm not going to Arby's.
I love an Arby's.
Fast food roast beef?
No, it's so good, Aaron.
No.
Oh my God. It's
Long John Silver's.
I'll eat the curly fries, but I am not eating.
You know
fast
what?
Food
hot take.
Beef.
Not a fan of curly fries, really.
That's wrong.
The worst place you ever took me was the Shakey's Pizza.
It was a pizza parlor.
Listen, I was craving a theme and some ambiance.
It
was
Shakey's Pizza.
Pizza Parlor. It's where you go if your baseball team wins.
I saw Papa Roach play at a Shakey's.
Papa Roach.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The scars remind us that the pizza is real. Yeah.
Didn't eat the pizza, though.
Like, I would have to say, there like, for the vibe. A drive-thru that has fish. I feel
so
like
Long John Silver's.
No. Yeah, like something like that, I feel like would be the
People
worst
fast food. People
have gotten
mad at me before because I said I wouldn't eat a fish sandwich
I remember
from McDonald's
that.
Because and they're like, my culture. And I'm like, okay, but that's you. This is me.
Yeah, with someone talking about their culture and they're
that's
like,
gross.
All I can get from McDonald's is like the fish filet or whatever. It's like, that's, yeah, that's great. But like, I'm just saying, I wouldn't get,
I'd have a
I wouldn't
bite of
get,
it.
I won't even eat fish somewhere that's too inland. It, like, I'm not getting fish in the Midwest.
Yeah, you're like, where did this come
from?
Yeah.
Like, I am a little, I'm big about fish and where I'm eating it and how close I am to the ocean. And if that fish is like, a fish
seasonal,
from this side.
Yeah, 100%.
If it's Atlantic or Pacific, yeah. Like I gotta.
Wait, what kind of fish are not here?
You know what? I don't know, but I usually Google it.
I don't know if that's a thing. Like, I don't think that the fish we get here is from the Pacific Ocean.
They really aren't. They're really from fisheries or like aqua.
They're from Massachusetts.
Aqua
yeah, like, so like we're farther away than the Midwest is from.
I kind of like that with like oysters and stuff though, too.
Yeah.
I've never heard of somebody not getting sick from eating oysters. It seems like such a gamble every time.
Yeah, you get really sick.
I just don't get the point. They look like boogers.
No, they're fine.
Oh, they're incredible. They're incredible.
I can't eat them anymore.
The consistency, I just feel like would throw me off the edge.
I developed an intolerance to shellfish.
Oh my God, I thought you were pregnant.
Why?
I didn't even think about it.
My heart skipped a beat. I was like, it what is happening?
That's how she tells us.
No, yeah. I can't eat them anymore.
What's the best fast food?
McDonald's. Oh, speaking of fast food, Shake Shack coming to Delta.
I can't.
Incredible.
I cannot.
And they're even going to be serving it like in first class, I heard.
I think only first
yeah,
class.
Yeah. That's what I figured. I'm like, okay. Guess I'll
but
have first class.
That's great. Yeah.
I'm thrilled.
I am thrilled too. Shake Shack is one of my favorite. I think that's like my favorite fast food.
Yeah.
For sure.
I got John and Vinny's one time on a Delta flight and I was like, this is sick.
Okay.
Luxurious.
I love Shake Shack.
Me
and
too.
And McDonald's. Those are like my big two. I love a burger. I'm like such a fast food burger
me too,
gal.
Me too.
Have you had Mr. Charlie's?
Yes, it's really good.
Oh my God, phenomenal.
It's really
I have
good.
To go
it's,
to that.
I messaged Mike, it's vegan.
Yeah.
Like,
I got to try
it's
it.
It's really good.
It's a vegan like McDonald's basically.
It looks like, honestly, it looks like a pop-up. It looks like something temporarily, but
it
now
does.
It's kind of established itself. Ugh. But yeah, it's this kind of like parody McDonald's that's vegan and it slaps.
It's really,
really
good.
Yeah, it tastes
delicious.
Like McDonald's. Like Nolan hasn't had McDonald's or fast food really in so long, especially McDonald's, since probably like over 10 years. And so we went there and he was like
10 years
filled with joy. He was like, this is so
probably just
good.
As bad for you as McDonald's.
Oh, 100%.
The Mr. Charlie's.
Yeah,
100%.
Yeah, maybe
like most like vegan vegetarian stuff is like full of like sodium if it's trying
yeah,
to
yeah when
meat.
They're like the Impossible and the Beyond Burgers, it's just like all chemicals.
Well, we
and
can go there. We can take you to Mr. Charlie's.
I would love to try it.
I've got a running list of ideas.
Yeah.
One being Mike changes attire.
I guess. I don't know. Maybe there's some other things that I should just know how to do to be
no,
in touch.
No,
we're kidding.
I could change a light bulb. I can fix a door.
Can you tie knots really well?
Tie a knot.
You
like,
can do that because you were a Cub Scout.
Well, no, I really can only like do a square knot, and I kind of need to brush up on a square knot. But like sometimes I think like it's really badass people who can know how to tie different types of knots. Like I sometimes I get really like hooked into.
I don't.
Videos.
Yeah, I've never learned knots. But like, if you need to like,
maybe
can you like hang a TV? You know how to use a stud finder and
I
find
know
a stud.
Can.
Yeah, I know how to hang paintings and pictures.
You got a toolbox in your house?
That.
I know a guy who can hang a TV in 7 minutes.
Hang a TV, I do not trust. Or I would rather have a professional hang a TV. Like, because I would get paranoid about like evenness and truly getting it perfectly level.
Put a level on there.
Yes, but I still don't trust myself. I would rather have the peace of mind of like a professional doing that.
Can you jump a car?
Yeah, I can jump a car.
Okay.
I could if I looked it up.
I could jump a car. I used to have to jump Adam's car like once a week.
Once a week?
Yeah, his battery was like, he bought a 2018 car and the battery needed to be replaced and he just kept putting off replacing it. So like he would turn his car and be like, hey, can you help me?
Also like back east in the winter was always when it was the worst.
Oh, yes.
Can a Tesla jump other cars?
No, he bought like a jumper battery.
Oh.
Like a little portable power one.
Can a Tesla jump a Tesla?
You don't need to jump a Tesla.
Yeah, you have to just go over a ramp first.
Like, what if a Tesla was truly dead? And like,
you need to have someone come out and like service it. Yeah.
Oh.
You don't want if your Tesla battery dies, it's not good.
Like dies.
Yeah. Well, there's also two batteries in a Tesla. There's like the main one, which is what you like drive on, and then there's the 12 volt battery, which turns on the electronics.
Oh.
If that one dies, like it doesn't even matter. You can't use the car. But what else can I do that's in touch? I don't fly first class.
Stop. You don't have to like make this a whole thing.
No, keep talking.
We also just think it's like funny.
No, we're on your side.
Yeah.
I would love to be out of touch. I would love to not have to see you poor people. No, I'm kidding.
I'll be on this damn podcast. Yeah. People.
I think it's just like when Mike talks about stuff like that, he is like specifying his life.
Yeah, it's just for me. And I know I'm a little strange. I know I'm not the average,
but
that's why we tune in, because we're getting different perspectives.
Yeah. No, Mike is one of my favorite people on earth.
Oh, thank you, Aaron.
Like, he's so judgmental. I'm like, no, he's just funny.
Thank you, Aaron.
Like, he's just funny.
Yeah, I feel like now after I've watched Curb, I'm like, it makes
sense. Oh, yeah, that's
just like the Larry David personality.
Yeah.
Like,
don't watch that. You'll hate it.
Yeah.
It shocks me when people don't like that show, and I'm like, I guess not everyone
is. I can handle it in doses. Like, I can't do, when someone's like, let's watch four or five episodes of Curb Your Enthusiasm in a row, I'm like, stop it.
I kind of get that, but I think it's because I get like frustrated because no one understands Larry.
Yeah, I know.
I'm like the opposite. I'm like, come on, just listen to the man.
See, that's how you feel about Mike
too. Yes, 100%.
It's like if I'm a Saturday morning, I'm like a little hungover and I want to feel good, I will do a Curb Your Enthusiasm marathon because I'm like, ugh, this all is right in the world.
Larry's, what makes you like, ugh, about it?
Because he, like, in a way, yes, Larry is funny and he does have a point and there is a truth to what he's doing, but he keeps falling into the same trap where I'm just like, Larry, put on a bit of social decency and just, like, agree with what's going on, admit the mistake, and let's move on and enjoy the party. You ruin it every time he does it to himself.
But it's, like, all of their different personalities. I know, it's like, everyone is so flawed in their own way and they don't understand him. And he is always, like... He's always right.
Yeah, he just wants justice.
Yes.
And you are just like, let's not, it's okay. We're going to move past it.
Yeah. He's like, no.
Yeah.
Like,
I'm too much of a people pleaser, and I'm not going to like halt up people's day because I have an issue with something.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what's the point of this? What?
I'm like, justice for Larry.
Yeah.
I love him.
He's so funny.
We'll be right back after a quick word from today's sponsor, MeUndies, my absolute favorite. I still cannot believe they are a sponsor of this show. I have been a fan and customer of MeUndies for over 10 years now. I first found out about them on a different podcast that I listen to, and it's so cool and such an honor to have MeUndies as a sponsor for our show. That said, holiday season is officially upon us, and MeUndies, my go-to brand for unbelievable comfort, has you covered with everything you need to be your coziest self. From lounge pants to hoodies, sweats, and onesies, MeUndies is so much more than just an underwear brand. And since the holidays are here, what could be a better gift for everyone on your list than the gift of comfort from MeUndies? The holiday products that we have received are all top of the line, best in class, just unbelievably comfortable. They look great, they feel great, and they are great. MeUndies has a cut for everybody with over 20 different styles and hundreds of different colors and prints, including their new holiday collection. And MeUndies is not just about underwear. You can explore the lounge collection, which has joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. MeUndies' signature super soft micro modal fabric is breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all day wear. It is responsibly sourced and they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers. They have a problem-free philosophy. And if you're not happy with your first pair of MeUndies, it's on MeUndies. You got nothing to lose. Knock out all of your holiday gifting needs today with MeUndies. To get exclusive holiday deals and savings all month long, go to MeUndies.com/good. Enter promo code good. That's MeUndies.com/good. Code good. Check them out. I promise you, you're going to love MeUndies. It's one of my favorite companies. I still can't believe that we get to work with them. It's amazing. Use our code in the description, MeUndies.com/good. Use promo code good. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in. And now, back to the episode.
I wrote some stuff down. One that I wanted to talk about, we'll talk about it on our podcast too, but did you see that Anne Hathaway is going to be playing Verity?
I did see. She's Max. Playing old Verity. Verity, the yes, woman who's asleep.
Verity herself.
Okay, yeah. I heard that there was also talks about Rosamund Pike as mm-hmm. well. And some people were like, I had her in my mind. This is not who I thought. You know what? Sure. Sure. I think it's a very like old role for her to take. It's going to, I think, because isn't Verity, how old is she?
I don't. Probably in her 30s,
40s.
Yeah, I don't think she's supposed to be that younger. Old.
Oh, in my mind, Verity was like 50 or like...
No.
Like an old lady.
Let me see. When I was reading it, same, but now looking back,
she's
I feel
36.
Like
She's no.
But I also...
She's supposed to be 36?
Yeah.
Sometimes, Verity That's in my crazy. Head, I also get the last one or the last one left or...
The only one left.
The only one left. The Riley...
Riley Sager, yeah.
I get that book and that book because they're kind of similar in my head.
Yes. Also, Verity, and like Housemaid for some reason.
Has a similar, like, kinda. A woman who's just locked away in her quarters.
I just wanted to know your opinion because I know you love the
I'm fine with it. I'm fine with it. I'm not that, like, I think Anne Hathaway's a very, like, girl next door kind of, like, type. Anne Hathaway's not, like,
really?
I mean, she's beautiful, sure. But she's not, like, a sex icon, kind of.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't have that, like, image
like
of her
kind
in my...
I feel like I saw that from her in, what the fuck is the name? The, like, Harry Styles one.
Oh, yes. The one with the rock star and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, that's when she yeah. was, like, getting all sexy.
I loved her Craftsman home in that.
Gorgeous.
Yeah, with that nice little matte green trim.
Mm-hmm. Who's the lady that looks like her that everyone gets... that I would probably get confused?
Anne Hathaway
and
Julia Roberts?
Yes.
Probably. Just trying to think.
Anne Hathaway. No, there's three of them.
Yeah, there's three that all look the same to me.
And they look nothing alike.
That's not true because it's like a common thing. It's a meme. Are
yeah,
these women
I don't
the
know
same?
Why. Anne Hathaway.
You know what, Aaron? Out of touch.
I think it might be Sandra Bullock.
Yes.
I mean, kind of.
Yeah, show Mike the like three pics.
But I could tell Sandra Bullock from Anne Hathaway from Julia Roberts.
Who was it, like Julian and like Jenna Marbles yes. one time? Was it?
It was
Julia Roberts
who was the
same and
thing.
Who else was he? Like there were also a bunch of pictures of, and it was all Julia yeah. Roberts. It was Julia Roberts, Anne Hathaway, Julia Roberts, and she's like dying laughing. She goes, "Babe, they're all Julia Roberts."
Yes,
he's really bad. Also, with they used to do on their podcast, it was like pop culture or like music. I think so. She would play like. 5 seconds of literally like party in the USA, and he'd be like, "I have no idea."
Yeah, that's exactly right. Sandra Bullock, Anne Hathaway, Julia Roberts.
Oh, see, I could do that all day.
Yeah, that's pretty simple.
But I guess for some people, it's like, oh, that one girl from The One Thing.
Yeah,
it's her. Yeah.
We watched The Dark Knight Rises. Like, started watching it. We didn't finish it because it's so fucking long. But I totally forgot she was in that movie.
Oh, Anne Hathaway. Oh, yeah. Catwoman.
Catwoman.
Yeah.
I totally forgot. I was like, it's just Bane. Nope, there's Catwoman too.
The Dark Knight Rises.
Yeah, that's the third
one. The Dark
one.
Knight?
No, it's Batman Begins, The Dark Knight, The Dark Knight Rises. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh boy.
What do you guys think of the Coachella lineup?
Oh, yeah.
Looks like a really great lineup. Really good. I don't think I'm going to go.
Yeah.
I'm just over it.
I think
really
Green Day
am.
Is so interesting. Like, that'll be exciting to watch, I think.
Because I never get to really watch all the bands I want to watch. If I go to Coachella, I'm not going to be hanging out with, like,
no,
everybody.
No, it's fun, like,
I
think we'd rather just having it on TV.
Just walk over. Oh, yeah. And watch it from home.
Or, yeah, too. Yeah, yeah. That's what
but
I Are you going to go to Korea again?
I think I would just, like, I just don't want
to Yeah, where are you going to go this year to not feel left
Probably
out?
Probably China.
Really? Actually?
Yeah.
Well,
I want to go to China.
China.
We'll do Beijing China. And Shanghai.
What during Coachella? Like, do you think you're gonna have FOMO again, or you're okay with?
I only had FOMO because Vampire Weekend announced last minute that they were performing.
No, you were leaving before Vampire Weekend was announced.
trying to
correct
change.
And I wasn't having FOMO about going.
The moment that was your whole reason for going. You said I'm gonna book a trip to be away during Coachella so that I don't have FOMO.
Correct.
Yeah,
so I don't have FOMO, so yes, that's right. All right,
so sorry, will you be going somewhere
said,
else?
Like, I had FOMO last year. I would go to China instead of going to Coachella,
but you are gonna do that during Coachella because you don't want, like, this year would you be okay being here during Coachella, or you think you'll have FOMO?
I would never do that. I could never stay at home while Coachella's happening.
That's what we're asking.
Crazy.
Wait, why? Even this year? Even with the lineup, you're still
I
like...
I would have spent the money. Like, I think the memories I have at Coachella, I've done it seven or eight times.
But why can't you just stay in LA the week Coachella's happening? Like, why can't you just hang out
it's
here?
Pretty
it's
nice
like Christmas
here.
With the Cranks. I'm skipping Christmas. I'm going on a cruise. I'm skipping Coachella. I'm going to China.
But why don't you just stay at home and just live in LA for a weekend when nobody's here?
Because I don't have kids. I got a flexible lifestyle and I have
but you
a
can
wife.
Go, you, but you can go to China any weekend. Why do you have to go during Coachella?
I guess it's to escape the FOMO of it, because I would have spent the money on going to Coachella. I'm going to spend it doing
you don't
that.
Have to go to Coachella.
Girl
though.
I think it's a great compromise to do it.
But why do you feel compelled?
Because it's also a weekend where all of your friends, everybody's gone.
No, they're not. So many people did not go to Coachella this year.
I've never been.
I didn't even
you
realize.
You weren't at Coachella last year?
No.
I don't think anybody
that
was.
That like was 2 years ago.
Everybody was here. I think we like had a great, it was also, it's great because there's no traffic. You can get anywhere. Anywhere you want to go is empty. I had a great time last year here. You're not missing out.
Okay.
It's a little out of touch.
It makes sense. I feel it's Christmas with the Cranks. That's just what I'm doing. I'm skipping Coachella and I'm going on a cruise.
But why do you feel compelled that if you're here, you have to go to Coachella? What is in your brain that's telling
you? The culture, Mike. The culture. It's about being... that's like, like Woodstock was happening when you like, and you'd be like, hey, I'm not gonna go to Woodstock. What's the big difference? I'm gonna stay
at home.
I don't
think Coachella is that culturally relevant that you like, if you're in town, it's the law that you have to go.
It's the biggest like music festival and one of the most iconic ones in America and also I think the world too. So it's a big treat to go and I don't know, say you were there, but you know what? I've done it so many times. I don't think I'm gonna have a different Coachella than the last Coachellas I've had.
Okay.
We can still continue to unpack this, but I think we're at a dead end here. Next
fight,
topic.
Fight.
We're in therapy.
Fight. Fight.
We can unpack this.
I would like to see Sam Fender, though. I like Sam Fender.
Samuel.
Charlie XCX is fun. I like that. I think that's a really good. Lady Gaga's interesting.
Yeah. Gaga's amazing.
I think that'll be really fun to watch because she has so much music.
I think she'll get a really good concert video out of it as well. Like a good Netflix. Because I feel like there's not like a good proper like full all of Gaga's discography like concert video out there.
Like, I did something cool that you guys would like.
Okay.
Leve, Leufey. Mm-hmm. She did her IMAX premiere of her concert film from the Hollywood Bowl, and I went. It was amazing. And then there was a little Q&A with the director, and it turns out the director of her thing is the guy who directed the Eras Tour.
No way.
Wow. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And were you like, I don't even know what that is.
Well,
did you ask him, were you like, hey, when's more coming out?
I know, I still haven't seen the Eras Tour, but when I was watching it on IMAX, I was like, this is like really good. Like this could win an Oscar. And whoever did this, I just thought it might've been just like, you know, somebody directing it, but I kind of want to watch the Eras Tour now after seeing what he did.
Oh my God. Tell me when
concert.
You're going to watch, I'll watch it.
You know what I would like with the Eras Tour? You know when you're watching like a big Spotify, they have it like cut up into chapters when like the subject changes and stuff. Like I want to be able to like hop around to the
like
songs.
The
I'm always like fast forwarding, like where's this song? When's this song? I want to like
the Swifties know.
The Swifties
they
do
got
know.
The timestamps.
I'm
I bet
sure
I could
there's
pull
a timestamp.
It up.
Yeah.
Just like each era.
Yeah. I still like I've watched it so many times. Just like have it on while, you know.
My God.
Like I'll like open TikTok and someone's live at the concert and I'll just like have it on while doing other things. I've like watched it so many times probably and I still have no idea what the order is of the whole
you don't know the set list.
It's you and me.
That's my whole world. Like I know that. I know it starts with Lover. And then it goes into Fearless.
And then Getaway Car.
Well,
Getaway
Car
is right out the
I'm just doing like
we're
eras.
About the albums because she goes through the eras.
Yeah,
bad.
So it's Lover and then it's Fearless and then I don't know.
And I hope Sabrina Carpenter puts one out too, because I see all the Instagram stories of her shows. It looks
she's
like
doing
this
a
tour
Christmas
is
special.
Oh, that's cool.
Or like Casey Musgraves did a couple years ago. That'll be cute.
Yeah.
That'll
like I'm not going to go to the Sabrina Carpenter tour, but I kind of want to see what she's doing because it looks kind of sick.
I'm just not a Sabrina Carpenter girl.
I like her songs.
I like her music, but I'm same. I'm not like,
I like
dying
her
for it.
New. I like this album.
Yeah, this album
but
is
I've
like.
I've tried listening before and I'm like, I don't get it.
Yeah. And then, okay, I'm going to say something else that's out of touch. Charlie XCX did the Times Square, like, takeover. Did you see that?
Yeah.
And it was, it looked amazing. And yeah. I saw a fucking tweet that was like,
the epilepsy.
Yeah, what about people with epilepsy? And it's like, this is why we fucking lost the election. Because
if you have epilepsy, don't, all respect to people with epilepsy, yeah. don't go to Times Square.
That's what I'm saying.
Times Square always like that?
Yeah, Times Square is nothing
flashing
but
all around
yeah.
you.
That's what I thought.
Read so many comments responding to that because a lot of people were like, exactly this. Yes, yes, yes. And I'm like, Times Square, shit's flashing all the time.
That is
but
what
then
Times
people
Square
be like,
is.
Not like that. This is different.
This is why we lost the election because motherfuckers are being like, meh, 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 meh. And it's like, no one wants to hear.
That
like,
looked so fucking
not
cool.
everything. Someone made a tweet that was like, not every experience can accompany and like account for every single other person's human experience. Like, just let people have fucking fun. Don't be. Yeah.
I will say that is the one thing though, like amusement parks. It's like they're like warning you. Like,
yes,
strobes.
If you're going on a ride that has strobes and you're not expecting it.
But
sure,
Times Square, I agree. It's like
Times Square
strobe-y
at night
all
too?
The time.
Yeah.
Like there's always billboards flashing and everything.
I had one friend from high school with epilepsy, but I'm not that close with him. But I've always wanted to like know if you have epilepsy and like maybe you're about to go to a party like at a friend's place, I'd be like, yeah, I'll go. But like, can you just make sure there's nothing there that's gonna trigger me?
I'm all for it.
Like, yeah.
Or do they always have to like be checking in where they're about to go? True. Like, is this epileptic friendly? Like,
When I was reading some comments, people who were epileptic were like, this is not how it works for me.
Oh.
Interesting. Yeah, I do think it's like, it's not, just because lights are flashing, I also think may not be the thing that triggers it, but I don't really know. But there was also that Pokemon episode. Do you remember that?
No.
There was like a banned Pokemon episode because they...
Banned?
Yeah, like in Japan, I think, I don't remember what happened, but they aired it in the U.S., and a bunch of kids in the U.S. got seizures from watching this Pokemon episode because there was a crazy flashing light series, and then they removed that episode, and it's like the banned episode.
Oh, boy. It says, epilepsy is not always triggered by flashing lights. Only a small percentage of people with epilepsy called photosensitive epilepsy experience seizures when exposed to a flashing light or certain visual patterns, which means that most people with epilepsy do not have seizures triggered by lights flashing.
I will say
it says only 3 to 5% of people with epilepsy have photosensitive epilepsy.
Whoa.
I thought it was like most people with epilepsy. Yeah.
Oh,
we're still out of touch.
5%.
We're just really out of
Keep
touch.
Doing you, Charlie.
Yeah. Just
that is a crazy statistic.
Yeah.
Like,
the
more
you know.
People just assume that anybody who has it.
Yeah.
When you go to a concert,
100%,
if you go to a concert that does have like serious strobe lights going on, I don't, maybe I am epileptic because if I look at that for like more than like a few seconds, I have to close my eyes because I feel like I'm going to lose my fucking mind.
Yeah, same.
I was at the Charlie XCX concert and I felt insane. Like I was like, I feel motion sick.
Yeah.
Like I wish I brought sunglasses.
I have to like cover my eyes. If there's like a strobe light going on, I feel like my brain is about to snap in half. Yeah. So, but one time in like a safe environment, I really just want to like put on a YouTube video of a strobe light and just look into it just to see what happens if I go past the threshold of like,
I think you would know by now.
No, I've never done it. I can't, like, I used to go to, like, Jack White concerts a lot, and he always would do strobe lights, and I'm always like, oh, here we go.
Yeah.
I have to, like,
they
close
make me
my
kind
eyes.
Of, like, dizzy.
Me too.
And then I get paranoid that, like, something's going to happen.
That's
and
what
then I'm
saying.
Like, ah.
So maybe we're all.
No, I'm like, crank it up.
Oh, really?
Let's go. I don't mind.
It gives me, like, anxiety, and I'm like, oh, I don't like it.
The worst isn't a freaking haunted house because they always have, like, someone walking up to you, and it's like, when it's a strobe light, it's like,
so
really
scary.
Looks really, like, strange, and they walk up to you really quickly.
Yeah.
That's
they look like they're
worst.
Moving slow motion.
Yeah. Did you ever do that as a kid? Like we'd turn
the
lights
slow
on
motion.
And off.
Oh yeah.
Like that, and someone would like walk towards someone.
Yeah.
And like,
I'm freaked out just thinking about it.
Okay. Another complaint.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's hear it.
My upstairs neighbor, because I live in an apartment, because I am a regular person.
It's very nice. I went there the other day.
Oh, thank you.
Did she break in like me or did she come
in? No. Aaron informed me that she was coming.
Yeah. I was like, I'm coming over, bitch.
And my next door neighbor, I believe, happens to have an electronic drum set that they used above my bedroom from around 11 p.m. till around 2 a.m. last night.
Oh, my God.
And I was so upset. And I'm just like, what do I do about this? I took my little foam roller and I was like trying to bang on the ceiling to like let him know. But when you're playing electric drums, you got to have headphones on and
leave a note.
So you're hearing like pitter patter.
It's like,
dude,
you said 11 p.m. to 2 a.m.
Started at 11 p.m.
Oh my God.
And then at 6 a.m., they start dragging stuff all over the bedroom floor again. And I'm like, I've heard them walking like sometimes during the day. Yeah, it's I'm
we'll
like
sleep with a box fan. We'll drown.
No, I put on a fan, a humidifier, white noise. But it's like the
you
specific.
Can feel it.
Yeah.
Do they put on like? Do they sell like cushions for?
I'm gonna go. I think I'm gonna go up
to,
there.
Like,
I went up there when I first moved in because
and
you
can
I,
be like, buddy, I can drum.
You I go, like it, to. Yeah. Well, I went there like a week after I moved in because I like to play music and like. But I know that I have my music stuff not where the bedroom is, so it's like. And I also don't play any music after like 9, 10 p.m. But I was like, I'll just introduce myself to the neighbor. I said, hey. I moved downstairs. I like to play music. If you ever hear anything from my side of the like apartment and it's too loud, here's my number. And I gave him my number. And he was like, oh, no, it's fine. Don't worry about it.
He's like, don't worry.
He thought that you were giving him the green light to just. Yeah.
Well, I told him, like, if you ever hear me. And then at 6 a.m., a lot of times I hear them like walking around, which is just like, I get it. If you're up at 6 a.m., you got to do it. But playing drums from 11 to 2 a.m.
Well, Mike. A lot of people get up at 6 a.m.
Why don't you play some?
Okay.
Like, why don't you get some brown noise going? Like some.
I think
brown
I'm gonna go.
That will muffle it. You won't hear it.
No.
I think
Matt,
you should ask.
I put
him.
On earplugs. I had my humidifier and my box fan, and I still heard
Jeez.
It.
Yeah, I'd leave a note. Or
it's
something.
Like it's like a
or not.
Specific frequency that just
yeah.
It like
move your drums
it goes
into
like,
the other room.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to have a chat.
Ooh, let us know. I'm so curious.
If I'm a little on edge today, it's because I didn't get my beauty sleep last night.
Okay, when you walked out of the car, I was like, he looks upset.
It's like a thing that also I just, if people are like keeping me up, I get irrationally upset.
Me too.
Like when I was in college, if my roommates would come home at, you know, 2 a.m. and start slamming doors and blasting music at like 2 a.m., I wake up in a fucking rage and I'm like, are you fucking kidding? It's the only time I get upset is when people try
That's
to keep me
too.
Up.
I'm like so weird where I'm like, if I'm in a room with someone, if they're awake and I wake up, like I cannot fall back asleep until they're out of the room.
Yes. There's like an energy. Ugh,
it's like, I can't fall back asleep. Yeah. It's so annoying.
I don't know.
So I like when I was in a dorm, it was like a very, it was like bunk beds and then two little desks and that was it. You know, like
yes,
that kind of
yes.
dorm and my roommate, it would just. No fault to her, but like she had to have really early classes and like she'd probably wake me up like 1 hour before my alarm and then I'd just be like so tired and I like can't go back to sleep.
I know. They like turn on the lights and shit. It's like what?
Not really. Like she would be quiet, but like quiet just doesn't do it for me. Like you need to be silent for me to sleep.
Yeah, so you need to be non-existent.
Like
that's
you
why
can't
you
be
moved
whispering.
Home.
Yeah, that's why I moved home. I was like, fuck this. I'm going back to my beauty room to get my beauty rest.
So I have to confront that today. I think.
Ooh,
I think, yeah, nip it in the bud before you have to deal with it again.
What if you're like just scrolling on TikTok and you see him like live streaming? And you're like, wait, that's adding
die.
Up. Is that the guy who lives above me? That looks just like my room.
And that would be so funny.
Like, I just don't. Like, how is this guy up till 2?
Such a long time.
You're just reporting
to be
it like every time. Like, just getting his.
Maybe
like,
it's his
live
recording studio.
He swats him.
Yeah.
Oh, dude. Yeah. I don't want to be like that neighbor, but I feel like there's quiet hours where 100%. It's like 11 p.m.
Is it like isn't it 10?
You could also just complain to the apartment complex.
No, I don't want to be a snitch. I want to be human to human. I already talked to him once. I think what I'm going to do is leave a note that's just like, hey, I know. So, what I did actually, I went on ChatGPT and I was like, you know, have you guys seen the FBI negotiator guy that has like the master class and he's big on TikTok and stuff? Mm-hmm. He's like an FBI negotiator and all of his videos are like how to negotiate with people and like use an accusation audit and label their feelings and blah, blah, blah. And I was just like, use all the tactics of the FBI negotiator to write a note be nice and label things, whatever. So I have this note that's like, hey, neighbor, I know some sounds are inevitable and I really don't want to be that neighbor, but I couldn't help it over here that sometimes there's some sound coming and it would really appreciate, I really help if like you could try and keep things down from 11 p.m. to like 8 a.m.
Yeah.
That would be great. So I'm like, all right, I think that's a pretty fair note. I'm going to leave it on and then hope for the best.
Yeah.
Say like rock on. Yes.
Rock on. Let me know if you want to jam sometime.
Yeah.
I have a real drum
at
set.
At first I thought it was...
Oh,
yeah.
Sex?
Yeah, but then I'm like, no, these are like different songs. I'm hearing drums. Like, I know what it sounds like. And like, then.
Is he playing Nirvana?
Yeah. So if I'm a little tired today, that's why.
But we threw a Christmas rager one year at our old apartment, and our neighbors below, it was literally where we lived, everything was paper thin. Like, you could hear people speaking in the apartment below.
Oh,
us.
My. That's my worst nightmare.
And so we threw a rager and. They gave us like a note or left us a note basically saying we were too loud, but they also gave us like a bottle of wine.
Oh, a bottle of wine.
Yeah, it was
they
like.
They were also like living there illegally.
What? Yeah, whoa.
Like everyone, it was like a small apartment complex. It was like 13 apartments, mm-hmm. I think, in one of those ones that's like an open
courtyard, backyard,
And then all it's like a motel looking, type place, not a motel, but you know, at one point we had Scientologists living across from us, and they had bunk beds in the living room.
That was crazy. There'd be like 100 Scientologists, not really, but coming like a out. Bunch in their outfits, like walking out. We'd be like,
they
literally
did wind up getting
away.
Evicted. The people underneath, they definitely also turned the living room into like a bedroom, which is not allowed. So I think that they were like, okay, like,
yeah, a little
quiet.
Bit of, yeah, they don't want to. Yeah, I've never lived with someone above me before in my life. I just realized, like, it's
annoying because it's like any little thing you can kind of hear, and you're also like, what the fuck is that?
But yeah, are they bowling? What's going on up there?
My best friend, they lived in an apartment with someone above them, and these were like 500 square feet.
Yeah,
and the person had a treadmill, and like it's literally just like one room. Like,
oh
the
my
kitchen,
god!
Like, it's like this size, you know. And so like you just hear everything, and they're like, "Are you fucking kidding me?"
A treadmill in a
and they're doing it at like 9 p.m.
I had a friend who lived below Gina Rodriguez, and she had a treadmill, and he was just like, "God!" But like he hated it because it's Gina Rodriguez, so he was like, "I just want to confront her," but it's like I want to be like,
"Oh
cool
my god!"
With her.
I would be if I lived in an apartment and someone was below me, I would be so aware of the treadmill. I'd be like, "This is gonna ruin."
I'm a light walker because I've like lived with people who
it's
below
like,
me, and I'm
it's carpeted too.
That's well, it sounds like it's not. Maybe
it not
maybe
be,
the
like,
room setup where he is
different.
Is like his living room is above my bedroom or something.
Mm-hmm.
It could be different, like.
Maybe just playing the spoons. Can you play the spoons?
Probably. Not like those
like,
guys that do the whole.
Like grip them in like one way and then you just like.
Grip
what do they call that? Ham bone.
Ham bone? What's a ham bone?
That's like when you play the spoons all over your body. It's ham bone. It's like a very. And a little wash.
A
little
machine.
Washboard scraping.
On a string. Just a one man band. Props to those guys.
Like a monkey.
Just like, I need it all.
I know. Like, how did you learn this
I
all?
I love sounds.
Where'd you learn all this? That's talent. All right. Should we move on to like a little subject, or do you think that?
Yeah, I have something that Carly and I talked about it on our podcast, but you know, just new baby names that I saw this week, and I thought you guys would have
new baby names, like popular ones or ones that you knew friends who were naming.
No,
these
like
names?
People just had babies, and these are their names.
Okay.
So I saw this on TikTok. It's this couple, and they had twins.
Okay? Oh God, I already hate it.
The son, the first baby, his name is. I'm like, who do I want to look at when I say it? Locket Romance.
Oh.
Locket Romance? LOCKETROMANCE. Uh-huh. Two words or one?
Two words.
Locket Romance?
Sounds like a really bad pen name for like.
Yeah, Locket Romance. For a little baby boy.
This is like a password.
This isn't someone we know, is it?
No, it's like an influencer. They're TikTokers.
I don't want to be too mean. I mean.
You don't know that.
Is that a family name of theirs? Was their great-grandfather named?
No, they just
named...
like the way it sounds.
What I said was I like,
I'm
sure. It doesn't
even flow. It doesn't sound nice. I think it's like those are thematically similar word or like, but they don't flow.
Yeah.
I think, Locket Romance? I don't know. It sounds like a weird superhero. Like, hey, it's me, Locket Romance.
Or like when you get a new like. Or like you know the
why romantic by day fighting crime.
It's giving, like you just like put a bunch of words you liked in a bowl and
or,
like, picked
what,
it out.
Yeah, when you have like a new Wi-Fi and all the new Wi-Fi passwords are like Locket Romance 514 or like Superb Cow 349.
Yeah,
it's like just two
Superb Cow.
Yeah,
you know
like
what
when
I'm
you're
saying?
At, it's like when you're at Chili's and you are playing the trivia and you just like scroll and make your name. That
yeah,
way.
It's
like bowling.
You've seen the new anytime you get a new Wi-Fi password, the default Wi-Fi password is like two random words now.
Or it's like Wu-Tang name generator.
Yes, it's a Childish Gambino.
Your poor name when you were a kid. Yeah,
right?
Locket Romance.
Well, and then what's the girl?
This
or
poor.
The, is there?
There. Yeah, the girl's name is Poetry.
Poetry?
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Is it Poetry? Or...
No. Poetry.
It's Poetry.
Poetry.
Eh. I mean, I could get behind that kind of... Locket Romance. I think it's also weird to do, like, this...
Poetry.
I don't want to say it's lascivious, but it's this, like, a brother and a sister, and we got, like, romance going on. Like,
and
naming
poetry.
Them and then coming into the
True.
World. It's, like, a little, like, off... poetry. I can what's the last name? Can we not say it?
I think it's Sullivan.
Sullivan.
Something like
poetry
that.
Poetry Sullivan?
I guess.
I poetry.
I just feel like, po? Why would you name your kid something that?
I saw someone comment, Lo and Poe.
That is kind of cute.
For the rest of these kids' lives, they're going to have to, it's just like an extra second every time they introduce themselves to someone. Like my own brother, Daron, D-O-R-O-N, poor kid. Every time he has to introduce himself. I know, but like growing up.
Darren.
They don't know how to spell it. Yeah, looking
at it, looks like Darren. Oh, I see what you're saying.
And it's like Mike, Sam, Daron, Johnny. Like three easy names. And then Daron always had to like extra. It was always an extra second, an extra accommodation. And like, I do feel like that maybe impacts your personality where.
That's a huge thing is like naming your child can like.
Influence.
It's a self-fulfilling prophecy sometimes. Like we become our names. The lives we live, our name sometimes has something to do with it.
Like I growing up being Michael was sick. We had Michael Jordan, Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
Like it's just the best of the best people were all named Mike. So I'm like, fucking goddamn right, I'm the
You're
best.
You're carrying on the legacy.
Yeah. Michael Jordan. That's it.
Like I just think of every time when someone tells me what they name their kid, I just think of them in like grade school. And I'm like, how will they be made fun of?
Yeah.
I don't mind Lockett just because like Locke isn't like a terrible name for a guy, I don't think, or a girl. Poetry, like I'm kind of like.
Hobbs and Locke?
Oh,
what
the
if poetry
philosophers?
Takes a poetry class? I'd be like, yeah, get it out.
Yeah. Like I one time at an airport was sitting next to a woman. We were eating, chatting. She was super nice. And then I was like, what's your name? And she goes, Truth. And I was like, huh? And she was like, T-R-U-T-H. And I was like,
wow.
I didn't even ask because I have to imagine that every time this woman introduces herself to someone, they ask, wait, how'd you get that name? Well, what's is that your real name?
Who 100%.
Like, and you're every time it's like for this woman's whole life, I could just see the exhaustion when she said her name of like, it's Truth.
And I was like, yes, it's Truth.
Yeah, I'm just like, ugh, you know.
Well, I got a bunch of like crazy celebrity baby names or children names.
Okay.
Mainly ones that like I didn't know about. Like obviously we know like the Kardashians, like when North was named, like all of them, we were like weird, but now I'm like they were.
Yeah, now North sounds normal.
Yeah. So like I feel I like Lockett in poetry will one day be cool.
Normal.
Maybe. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so we have Bear Grylls. Do you guys know what his children's names are?
Well, first of all, his name is Bear. So.
No, it's actually not. It's a nickname.
Oh,
his
okay.
real name is Edward.
Oh.
I also looked that up.
But I have a friend who named their kid Bear.
Liam Payne named his child Bear. Oh, I think there's a lot of bears.
Yeah. Bear?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not for me. I'm not naming my kid a bear. Yeah. Okay, so here are his kids. Marmaduke Mickey Percy. That's the first child.
Well, hold on. These guys are British, so they always have Piccadilly Circus. Yes. Like they're you know.
Okay, so Marmaduke Mickey Percy Grylls. Huckleberry Edward Jocelyn Grylls.
Huck's a great boy name.
I think it's
I do
cute.
Think I like
Huck. Jocelyn's was this a girl?
I don't know. Huckleberry Edward Jocelyn Grylls.
No, you sound like hippies. Like this is like very hippie.
But then the third kid is just Jesse.
Really? They just ran
See,
out?
That sucks. Then it sucks.
I would be so upset if I was like the odd man out in that way. Like if you're going to give us all fucking weirdo names, like include me.
Yeah. I want to be part of the tribe.
I want to be a freak.
Yeah.
It's weird if you're the only one named out of the box, and it's weird if you're the only one named.
In the box?
In the box.
Yeah. Marmaduke, Huckleberry, and Jesse.
Are these
Marmaduke
flavors?
A boy or a girl? Is Marmaduke
I feel
a flavor
like
of something?
A man. Marmaduke Mickey.
Well, that's marmalade.
Mickey, that's such a cute name.
But Huckleberry's a type of pie.
I was like, why do they have so many? Marmaduke
Huckleberry
Mickey
Finn.
Percy.
Adventures of Huckleberry Finn.
Yeah.
Okay, then we have Jamie Oliver. His kids are Poppy Honey Rosie.
That's all one, kid. One thing? That's not good. That's not good. I thought like it'd be three
I'm
girls named Poppy, Honey, and Rosie. I'm like, that's kind of
that's a cute little family.
Poppy, Honey, Rosie?
Poppy, Honey, Rosie,
because separate, they're not bad.
Yeah.
Not at all. Cute.
Yeah.
What?
That just sounds so stupid together. No. I'll get there. Daisy Boo Pamela.
Daisy Boo Pamela? What? Sounds like she has her own TLC show.
Daisy Boo.
Where did Pamela
like on this time with Daisy Boo Pamela.
We're gonna do Daisy Boo and then also just Pamela.
Daisy Boo Pamela.
Poppy Honey Rosie, Daisy Boo Boo Pamela, Petal Blossom Rainbow.
You sound like the Flintstones characters.
I saw a tweet that was like the Flintstones took place in Iraq.
What? Wait, what?
It just said the Flintstones took place in Iraq.
Why? What does that mean?
I don't know.
Then we have Buddy Bear Maurice.
This is still Jamie Oliver?
Wait, Baby Bear?
Buddy Bear Maurice.
This sounds like a children's book of like.
Yeah. And then this one, River Rocket Blue Dallas.
You know what? Now I love them all. Now that I know that like they committed to the fucking bit, they didn't settle and they weren't embarrassed by the first two.
Oh
they
my
kept
God.
It going.
It's River so... Rocket Blue Dallas.
That sounds like
that River is a
that sounds
that
like
is
a drink at Sonic. Or like, can I get the River Rocket Blue Slushy, please? Because that sounds pretty fucking good.
Someone on Reddit said, I don't think even a random word generator could do this better.
River Rocket Blue Dallas.
Yeah.
River Rocket Blue. Yeah, that sounds like a water slide.
Or the
at,
nuclear
like,
code.
Falls.
Yeah.
Like we're doing the River Rocket Blue.
Like yeah, the person like flew off the like, River Rocket.
Yeah. What'd you say?
Somebody like, died on the River Rocket yeah, Blue Dallas like, ride at Six off. Flags.
Yes. I think that might be my favorite. Yeah, like so if fun. I had to pick.
And does, what was the Daisy? Like
Daisy Boo Pamela.
Daisy Boo Pamela.
Yeah. Pamela.
I'm
Petal Dizzy. Blossom Rainbow. It just sounds like
that
pink.
Is a blossom rainbow. That's actually that's the worst.
Petal Blossom yeah. Rainbow is a soap flavor at Bed and Bath and Body
yeah.
Works. Like
it just sounds like they're listing things they like.
Yeah.
Oh, I like petals and blossoms and rainbows. I like Dallas.
Car, camera,
I went to Dallas
energy.
Once I liked
man,
it.
Man, woman, person, camera.
they went camera. Too like thematically with like yeah. all of it. Like they should have. I don't know. They. It just.
It's so funny. Okay, then we have Usain
what
Bolt.
What does his wife look like? I have I, to see. I feel like
I
she just
know.
Wears a lot of like beads.
I like, feel like yeah. this energy drink is giving me a panic attack right now.
Oh no.
I think Jimmy? I'm dizzy because I was laughing really hard and now I'm like panicked.
Are you okay?
No,
take a breath.
I'm fine. Thank you, Matt.
She looks pretty normal.
She's pretty normal. I was expecting a little bit more, a couple of charms.
Like, they look normal.
Some funky necklaces.
Oh.
What are we
doing? That's
Usain
the weirdest
Bolt?
One, but okay. still. Okay. His are Olympia Lightning Bolt.
Who is this?
Usain Bolt. Bolt.
Okay.
Olympia Lightning
Bolt.
Bolt.
That's
okay.
pretty on the
Thunderbolt.
Nose.
Thunderbolt.
Damn, that's kind of sick.
I know.
Oh,
and then
okay.
Saint Leo Bolt.
Leo Bolt.
Leo got a very noble name.
I'd be like, where the fuck is my quote?
Who is yeah. Saint
Being
Leo?
Being named Lightning Bolt is fucking sick.
Especially
know.
If your dad is
Usain
Bolt.
Thunderbolt.
I mean,
imagine that on like a bowling TV. You're like, that's definitely not a real name.
No, yeah. I loved these ones.
But I feel like the pressure is so on. Like your dad was like the fastest man
Olympia
in the world.
Olympia
Lightning and
Bolt?
And your Lightning Bolt, you're like, well, I guess like, I got to run fast.
Olympia.
Like the, an
Olympia. Olympia Lightning Bolt is
oh.
her full name.
I'd be so lazy. I'd
I
be
would
the laziest.
Be like, I'm so fucking cool.
My name's Lightning Bolt, bitch. I was born
Olympia.
Cool.
Her name's Olympia.
I know, but still, Lightning.
Thunderbolt.
That's what Serena Williams and Alex Ohanian. Their daughter's name is Olympia, which I think is.
I like Olympia.
Yeah,
it's a good. That's like a good sports family name. I think
one of
so
our like
pressure.
Closest friends are Olympia.
I mean, it could
She's
be pressure,
so cute.
But it also could be like, I'm a writer and my name's Olympia, whatever.
Right. I think the athletes, like successful Olympian
yeah.
athletes naming their kids like Olympia. That would, I don't know.
I'd be like, I'm not doing sports ever.
If my dad was like a musician and named me Lyric or something, I'd be like a little like, I don't know.
Melody.
I'm not into, yeah, Melody. I'm like, but I'm not, I don't like yeah. the making music. I don't,
yeah.
there's. I think like it's nice when like you can get a bit of you that's like your heritage and maybe it's an old family name, but when it's something that was like your contribution to the world and you're like
yeah.
bringing it back onto them is a little like, I don't know. It's a weird kind
that's
of like
true.
I'm trademarking you. Like,
yeah. Yeah.
What?
Yeah, only? But maybe also they feel like, oh, we're part of your success.
Right.
But I do
Didn't
fully
George
understand.
Foreman name all of his kids
George
Foreman?
Foreman. Yeah, I think
what?
So.
How
he has
did
like
that
seven
not come up on my
boys
Reddit
and
search.
Girls, they're all named George Foreman.
Georgie. I love the name Georgie for
yeah,
a girl.
Like he was just like, George Foreman. George Foreman 2. George Foreman 3. Like, come
well,
on,
that's
George.
What we, when Whitey died, we were like, we'll get another white cat and name her Whitey 2.
It's like a tabby.
Yeah, this one's really funny. Jermaine Jackson, he named one of his kids Jermajesty.
That sounds like
Your Majesty.
That sounds like a Housewives tagline at the beginning. Yeah.
And I am Shamazin. Your Majesty.
And I
you
am
know
Your
the
Majesty.
Person working in that nursery was like, in name, Your Majesty.
She's like
looking at all the other nurses like,
you catching this?
Okay, Nick Cannon, he has a million children.
Oh, yeah. Like, he can't even also name them all one time. Someone in an interview was like, yeah. Cannon, go, name them all. And he was like,
there's like 12. Like, maybe more.
He couldn't name all of his kids?
I think he struggled, but he did get them. But
I'd struggle.
It was like,
there, like I
some
can't
big, some takeaways for me. Powerful Queen.
Powerful Queen.
Powerful Queen.
That's a celebrity's child name, or
no,
that's just
Nick Cannon. I'm reading you like my favorite Nick Cannon baby names. He does have like Moroccan and Monroe, like cute.
I love Monroe.
So cute. But then there's like Powerful Queen. and then Zillion first name, middle name Air.
Zillionaire.
That's bad.
Zillionaire.
Legendary Love.
Dude,
these
this
are
is
just like album names.
Or like they sound like TV shows. Like, like on this episode of
VH1.
Legendary Love.
It's like
VH1
shows.
Like they're friends with just like a lot of people who are just yes men. Or like people like that you don't have taste. Like how?
I don't.
Everyone, like who? Ronnie's like, Zillionaire. Oh, that is so cute and creative, Nick. Love
name
it.
Zillion.
Zillionaire. Are these Mariah Carey's kids?
No, I think
there's no way Mariah Carey would have let them.
I think she's Moroccan and Monroe.
Oh, good. There's no way Mariah Carey would have like allowed that.
And then another top contender, Beautiful Zeppelin.
Dude.
Zeppelin?
What's that?
Beautiful Zeppelin?
Yeah.
Like Led Zeppelin?
I mean, these poor people. It's just like, well, you go to the DMV to renew your license and it's just like...
Zillionaire signing in.
Your Majesty.
Beautiful Queen.
I wonder if it's like difficult for them to get like
them to be taken seriously.
Yeah, it's like this is like a spam name.
Yeah. Okay, then Bob Geldof. Who he's like an Irish.
Oh, I thought
musician.
This was a Nick Cannon. I was like, oh, what?
Bob
Geldof Cannon.
What?
That'd be really funny if somebody started naming their kids other celebrities.
I need a documentary of Nick Cannon and all the kids and where they all
end up. Yeah, TLC and all the wives. Because there's like, he's like five, not wives, but
baby mamas.
Yeah. Okay, so Bob Geldof. His are Little Pixie.
Little Pixie.
Fifi Trixie Belle.
These are My Little Pony names.
These are like dog names. Yeah. Peaches Honey Blossom.
Dude.
And Heavenly Tiger Lily.
Oh,
bad.
Heavenly.
Very bad.
Heavenly is her first name.
Very bad name.
Two thumbs down.
Little Pixie. Oh, my little Pixie. Well, he's Irish. I can't do an Irish accent, but that's probably why they're weirder.
Oh, boy.
If
you have a name like this, can you leave a comment and let us know what that is like? I know it sounds like we're making fun. Obviously.
Oh, this is just silly.
We're just being silly. But like, if you have a name like Charcuterie or something.
Or like Moon Unit, like Frank Zappa.
Oh, yeah, Moon Unit Zappa.
Moon Unit, Dweezil Ian Donald Calvin Euclid Zappa.
I kind of love that.
Dweezil.
Dweezil. He's a good musician
Crazy.
Right now.
And then his last kid.
It's like Starlight or something.
Diva Muffin.
Diva Muffin, yeah.
Okay.
Diva Muffin.
But if your dad is what?
Is Frank Zappa, who's like an absolute freak.
Yeah. Some.
I mean, I think like the name Moon is cool. Moon Unit.
Moon Unit Zappa is a little crazy.
I knew a girl named Echo growing up.
Echo.
And I thought it was
Did
like cool,
like
but
a
I,
heart
I was
condition?
Like back on it. No, like what do you mean?
Like Echo? An echocardiogram?
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's just a spell like Echo. ECH.
Yeah, that's like Echo.
Oh.
Interesting.
Echo.
And then when I was on Reddit, I just went to like, what are crazy names you have seen? And someone said Keith Easia because her dad's name was Keith and because her mom was was on anesthesia when she was born.
Kathesia?
Yeah.
You're kidding. That's a disease.
Kathesia.
That's crazy.
Mm.
That's what I'm...
She was definitely still on anesthesia when she told the nurses,
literally.
Hey, this is the baby's name.
Yeah.
I do feel like maybe like there should be either like you have to pick your child's name. Like, I think it's just smart to pick it before you even get pregnant. Hormones.
Yeah.
Like all that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You could just be out of your mind.
Yeah, you should have a list before. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Well, I also have a list of, there's some countries that have like laws against like
names
what
that you can't
use.
Yeah. Like Adolf.
Yeah, like in Germany, you can't do that. But yeah. It says, in Iceland, names must align with Icelandic grammar and punctuation rules.
Oh.
Rejected names. I don't really understand this.
Bjork.
Yeah. Rejected names like Harriet, because it can't be adapted to Icelandic grammar.
Whoa.
And Duncan. Germany.
Dang, so everyone just has the same name?
Well, I bet you also get like... You have your legal Icelandic name, but if you go to school somewhere, you can have like
right.
Or like I had friends who had like Korean names, but then they would go by like an American name stuff like that.
Germany names must indicate the child's gender and not negatively affect the child's well-being.
Whoa.
Rejected names: Adolf Hitler, Osama bin Laden, Lucifer.
Lucifer.
That's interesting.
I feel like we did this one time.
Band names?
Yeah.
Barack Hussein Obama.
Not from America.
So it was like Chapel Hussein Rowan.
That's not her real name, right?
Chapel Rowan.
No, we've talked about
that's
that.
That's a stage name.
Also, I was watching BFFs yesterday and Dave kept saying Chappelle.
Yeah. Chappelle
Rowan.
You
can't pronounce anything.
In New Zealand, names cannot be offensive, too long, or resemble official titles. Rejected names like King, Princess, Justice, Mafia.
For the first name.
Justice? Yeah. I have a good friend named Justice. I was just out to dinner with him last night.
Well, yeah. He definitely was not from New Zealand, probably. No. In France, names...
But Lord...
That's not her real name.
Ella, but that's kind of, it's kind of like funny that Lord.
Maybe that's why she did it.
Even though it's spelled differently,
that's funny.
She has like a noble
an
title,
illegal name.
Artistry name from New Zealand.
That's funny. She's
an
like,
illegal name.
Y'all.
Yeah.
She's in France, names must not be subject. Sorry, names must not subject the child to ridicule or embarrassment, which I like. Rejected. That's so interesting because, like, how do you know? Because rejected names like Nutella, Fraise, Prince William, Strawberry.
Interesting. Do we have any laws then about like the code of conduct of our...
It's actually my next one.
Oh.
It says laws vary by state, but restrictions often relate to symbols, numbers, or obscenities.
Oh, yeah. You can't have like the at symbol in your name like the number 6 or...
Like
but
you can't have like
Elon
the tilde.
Musk can do the...
X ash to... Well, I mean, who knows?
I mean, I think...
It says rejected.
No, I think they had to change it. I think they had to get rid of the symbols because of that.
Yeah, because of the law. Because it's just like we have systems that you can't type in those letters, so.
Oh, yeah. It would be such like a clerical error every time.
This one's interesting. In Denmark, parents must choose from a list of 7,000 approved names or seek permission for a unique one.
Whoa.
That's interesting. Imagine having a list. That's a lot of names, though.
7,000 is an insane amount of names.
Yeah. Rejected names.
What's the population of Denmark?
I don't know. I can look. Rejected names, Monkey and Pluto.
Pluto? Yeah, that's like a dog name.
All right, well.
What do you think are the top names for male CEOs and like big time like millionaire executives and the top name for females?
Is there like one top name for each?
Well, I have the one top
Mark?
Name.
I was going to say Mark.
I would say
like Jeff.
Jack or John.
Jack or John?
For a man.
For a man. Wrong, but
okay.
For a woman. Woman, it's a little dated. Like, so.
Martha.
Susan?
Close.
Really?
Mary.
Not an M, but it ends in an
Bertha.
No.
Helga.
No, wait, most common, you think
you
the most common
dated.
Female CEO name is Helga?
You said it's
no.
Marissa. Name.
Up to the top.
You said it's dated. No. That's why I said Helga.
Not Marissa.
All right.
Deborah.
Oh, Deborah.
Deborah. And for men is Peter.
Peter.
So if you want to take the gamble on naming your kid that they will achieve high success in the world, that is Deborah and Peter's are top of the executive food chain.
Well, thanks so much for watching another episode of Good Influences. Hope I brought myself back down to earth a little bit. And,
yeah, thank God.
We'll see how the clips go, but... we'll see you next week, everybody.
Push a shopping cart.
I don't push a shopping cart at Ralph. Don't catch me on Ralph's to push a shopping cart.
That's so funny.
Okay, we'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye.